It's 5:48.
This is a News 11:30 special report.
The classroom is her home, but cancer almost kept her from doing what she loves, inspiring young minds. News 11:30's John Ackerman continues his series of Courage to Comeback award profiles with the recipients in the medical category.
Ingrid Bates already had a lot going on. The then mother of two decided to go back to school in her 40s to become a school teacher. Then the phone call came.
On my very last day of classes, I arrived home to get the message from my doctor that I had breast cancer.
She underwent a mastectomy, radiation, and chemotherapy. She finished her schooling during treatment, but then 2 years into her career, she was hit with acute myeloid leukemia, an uncommon side effect of the chemo.
Many people maybe don't know this, but at times you can get cancer from the treatment.
But cancer wouldn't keep her out of the classroom long.
Within about 8 months after being diagnosed with leukemia, I was back teaching. I taught one block every day of Math 9, and it was good just to get out of the house and get going.
Today, Ingrid spreads awareness about breast cancer in a number of ways, including as a member of the Spirit of Breast Dragon Boat team.
It is just an honor and a privilege to share my story and to help others know that you can do it. You can get through whatever it is that's ailing you.
Now a grandmother of eight and working on a master's in education, Ingrid says she's too busy to let cancer keep her down. She's another example of having the courage to come back. I'm John Ackerman.
It's 6:48.
This is a News 11:30 special report.
Imagine being too busy to be sick. That should give you an idea about the subject of our next Courage to Comeback profile and what she's like. News 11:30's John Ackerman continues his series with a look at the recipient of the medical award.
I've got too many things to do. I've got children, grandchildren, 8 grandchildren now.
Ingrid Bates won't let anyone or anything slow her down, not even cancer.
It's really tough. You're in bed, you cannot get out. You're not able to really concentrate, think. You feel like you're kind of wasting away, and you can't really do anything about it.
She had undergone a mastectomy, radiation, and even chemotherapy, only to be diagnosed with acute myeloid leukemia, a rare side effect of chemo. But she was back at work within 6 months, doing what she loves, teaching.
Oh, I love being with my students and just learning and trying to find ways to engage and get them excited to be there and learning.
Ingrid's fight continues. Her latest challenge is graft versus host disease as her body battles a stem cell transplant.
It's kind of like rejection when you have an organ transplant. It's like these cells have been planted behind enemy lines.
But Ingrid pushes on and she encourages others to do the same.
Hit it straight on and do what you have to do. Remember that there's always tomorrow.
I'm John Ackerman.
News 11:30 is a proud sponsor of the Coast Mental Health Courage to Comeback Awards, which are being handed out Thursday, May 10th at the Vancouver Convention Center.